KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.
And taking a look at sports here this morning. First of all, the state baseball championships continuing yesterday. And in the Class 1A championship game in Carroll, it's the St. Albert Falcons, the 2021 1A baseball champions, their fourth state title in school history, as they won last yesterday at Merchants Park in Carroll with a 7-5 victory over Lansing Key. The Falcons scored two runs in each of the first and second and third innings, then tacked on one more in the fourth inning. They were led, and they led up 7-1 by the end of the fifth inning in that contest. Key was able to get the bats going a bit in the sixth and put up four runs to close the gap. Some interesting base running ended poorly for the Keyhawks in that frame. One of two runners that were still aboard got chased down in a pickle at third, ending the threat. The Keyhawks couldn't get anything going in the seventh, aside from a mishandled grounder that got a runner to first. Carter White made the snag on a fly ball in left field to secure that final out. Falcons wrapped up 13 hits in that game, and Luke Hubbard picked up the win on the mound. Cy Patterson came on in the sixth to secure the save and the title. Patterson also led the offense with two hits and two knocked in. Colton Brennan had three hits and scored twice as the Falcons end the season with a record of 35-8, and they pick up a state title for the first time since 1999. 2A championship goes to Van Meter as they picked up a 10-2 win over Centerville at Carroll yesterday. Now, also today, over in Iowa City, the Class 4A quarterfinals were held. It was Pleasant Valley beating Ottumwa 5-1, Cedar Rapids Prairie 8-4 over Dowling Catholic, Ankeny edging Waukee 2-1, and Johnston beating Dubuque Hempstead 11-5. Today's action at the state tournament over in Iowa City includes the 3A and 4A state semifinal round matchups. In Class 3A, DeWitt Central facing Marion, Cedar Rapids Xavier playing Wallard Catholic, and in Class 4A, Pleasant Valley plays Prairie, and Ankeny will face Johnston today. Well, the Hawkeye 10 Conference announced its Hawkeye 10 All-Conference baseball teams for the season after yesterday's action. Among the unanimous picks, Cooper Neal of Clarinda, Braden Hayden of Denison-Sleswig, Blake Potterbaum of Kemper Catholic, Aaron Harrington of Lewis Central, and Cy Patterson and Isaac Sherrill, both of St. Albert, were unanimous first team selections. The rest of the first team includes Michael Schull of Clarinda, Carter Wessel of Denison-Sleswig, Caden Anderson and Jamie Fritz of Glenwood, Joey Moser of Harlan, Austin Tigges of Kemper Catholic. From Lewis Central, J.C. Dermody, Kale Malskeet, and Jonah Pomeranke and Hunter Dukes of Shenandoah make up the first team. Atlantic had a couple of second-team selections. Grant Sturm and Lane Nelson both were second-team picks. And among the third-team selections for Atlantic, Wyatt Redenbaugh was an honorable mention selection here this year. The Iowa Girls Coaches Association released their 2021 All-State Softball selections. Here's a look at some of the honorees from our area. In Class 1A, first-team All-State picks include T.J. Stokes of Lenox, Macy Emgarten of Exira EHK, Charlie Pryor of Woodbine, and Emily McIntosh of West Harrison. Second-team picks include Erica Reif of Logan Magnolia, Anna Kelly of Griswold, Haley Pennock of Griswold, and Shea Burmeister of Exira EHK. Third-team All-State picks include Kenna Ford of Riverside, Haley Cook of West Harrison, Abby Hyatt of Logan Magnolia. Among the honorable mentioned Class 1A picks, Carly Milliken of Griswold, Megan Gurritz of Logan Magnolia, also Mallory Benkin and Maddie Holtz, both of CAM, Alexa Miller and Leah Cooper of Boyer Valley, Jolie Sheldon of Sydney, and Caitlin Nielsen of Audubon. Second team pick in Class 2A, Ella Pierce of Underwood. She was joined by Kenzie Shawn of Kemper Catholic. Third team Class 2A picks include Ella Sand of West Central Valley and Michaela Haynes of West Monona. Among the honorable mention selections in Class 2A, Kelsey Madeline of ACGC, Carly Miller of West Monona, Allie Myers of AHSTW, Jaden Huseman of Trainer, and Maddie Pierce of Underwood. Class 3A first team selection, Olivia Engler of Atlantic, and Alyssa Derby, her teammate, was a second-team All-State selection this year. In Class 4A, Haley Bach of Lewis Central, a first-team pick. Chloe Gallegos of Carroll and Emily Brouse of Harlan were second-team selections, while Gracie Hagel of Creston was a third-team selection this year. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, the Royals beat the White Sox 5-0. Nationals beat the Phillies 3-1 in the first game of a doubleheader. The Phillies won 11-8 in eight innings in game number two. Braves over the Mets 6-3. Rays beat the Yankees 14-0. Reds over the Cubs 7-4. Giants beat the Dodgers 5-0. Brewers over the Pirates 12-0. Blue Jays 13-1 over the Red Sox. Tigers beat the Orioles 6-2. A's over the Angels 4-0. And the Padres beat the Rockies 3-0. Cleveland Indians manager Terry Francona is stepping down for the remainder of the season to address some lingering health issues. The 62-year-old Francona has been wearing a boot on his right foot all season after undergoing toe surgery for a staph infection in February. He's also dealing with a hip problem that will require surgery. Seattle Mariners pitcher Hector Santiago was suspended for 80 games Thursday by Major League Baseball following a positive test for external testosterone exactly 1 month after he was banned for 10 games when he became the first player penalized under the sport's crackdown on grip-enhancing substances. While the sticky substance penalty was with pay, the suspension under MLB's drug program will cost him about half of his $700,000 Major League salary. The Boston Red Sox got All-Star slugger Kyle Schwarber from the Washington Nationals for a minor league pitcher late Thursday. That trade was announced after the AL East leading Red Sox lost to Toronto 13-1 at Fenway Park. Boston's a game and a half up on Tampa Bay. The big league trade deadline is 3 o'clock Central Time this afternoon. The Nationals earlier sent closer Brad Hand to Toronto. Desperate for a powerful left-handed bat to park balls in the short porch at Yankee Stadium, the New York Yankees got two of them yesterday. Hours after announcing their trade to acquire All-Star slugger Joey Gallo from Texas, the playoff-chasing Yankees worked out a deal for longtime Chicago Cubs first baseman Anthony Rizzo on Thursday. Los Angeles Dodgers got Kansas City left-hander Danny Duffy in a trade Thursday as the World Series champs boosted their rotation for a playoff push. Seattle Mariners quickly found a replacement for a back end of their bullpen, acquiring right-hander Diego Castillo from the Tampa Bay Rays. Cleveland traded second baseman Cesar Hernandez to the first-place White Sox on Thursday in return for a minor league pitcher. And the new-look Nationals traded right-handed reliever Daniel Hudson to the San Diego Padres in a busy day of moves for the retooling Nationals. Iowa's Joe Wieskamp and Luka Garza were both selected in the second round of the NBA draft last night. Wieskamp was selected by the San Antonio Spurs with the 41st overall pick. He became the first Hawkeye to be drafted since 2015 and the highest draft pick since Ricky Davis went 21st overall back in 1998.
My agent called me a couple picks before and said San Antonio is taking you at 41. That was a team that we had circled from the beginning as a team that we thought was a really good fit for me. So it's just an extremely exciting moment. Just so thankful to be, have this opportunity to play for the Spurs.
For Luka Garza, he was taken by the Detroit Pistons with the 52nd pick after a senior season in which he was named the National Player of the Year. Iowa grabbed their second 2024 in-state commitment here this week as they picked up linebacker Cam Buffington of Winfield Mount Union. He's a 6'3", 200-pound prospect. Three-star athlete Quarren Adams committed to Iowa State's recruiting class. The 5'8", 150-pound running back is ranked 645th nationally. Iowa State quarterback Brock Purdy has been named to the Werfel Trophy Watch List. That award is given each year to college football's most impactful leaders in community service. Also, the Iowa State women's basketball team will play in the 9th annual Gulf Coast Showcase in Florida at the Hertz Arena this season. Cyclones are in an 8-team bracket with 3 guaranteed games, beginning with a matchup against Charlotte on November 26th. Johnston star basketball player Ailey Tanke committed to play college basketball at Iowa State this week. The sophomore-to-be received scholarship offers from a number of other schools. She averaged over 12 points a game this past season. Southeastern Conference University presidents voted to invite Texas and Oklahoma to join the league and create a 16-team powerhouse on the field and at the bank. The latest step in a move that has potential to help reshape college sports came 2 days after Texas and Oklahoma requested to join the SEC in 2025. That's when the school's media rights agreement with the Big 12 expires. SEC leaders voted unanimously to extend an invitation effective July 1st of 2025. Now the process goes back to the schools. Texas and Oklahoma both have Board of Regents meetings scheduled for today with conference affiliation on their agenda. That's Check of Sports here this hour.